Hurricane Ian's outer bands already raining down on southern Florida. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
In some areas, there will be catastrophic flooding.
So Governor Ron DeSantis says the hundreds of thousands of people under evacuation orders along the Gulf Coast from the Fort Myers area on up should go.
We can't unring the bell if you stay and you end up getting washed away with a historic storm surge or get caught in really, really significant flooding.
For the people not leaving? Some may not be believing. Rob Heron with the Hillsborough County Fire and Rescue tells Fox.
The Tampa Bay area hasn't been hit for over a century, so that probably adds to the complacency. There's kind of a almost joke here that we have a bubble, you know. Well, I'm not saying we're completely, you know, run out of luck, but our bubble is greatly reducing here locally.
Ian has been battering Cuba all morning as a Category 3 hurricane with 125-mile-an-hour sustained winds. Could be a Cat 4 when it hits Florida's Gulf Coast tomorrow into Thursday. Yet another Capitol riot trial is getting started on the most serious charges for any of the hundreds of people accused of storming into Congress that day. Seditious conspiracy. Prosecutors allege the Oath Keepers founder and four others tried to stop Joe Biden's election certification. Jury selection in that case starts today. In Florida, on other cases winding down to determine if a school shooter should be put on death row.
Prosecutors are set to begin their rebuttal in the penalty trial of Nicholas Cruz, who pleaded guilty in October to murdering 14 students and three staff members during the 2018 attack at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Cruz's attorneys say that he murdered those 17 people because his birth mother abused alcohol during her pregnancy.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Facebook is not liking what Russia has been doing. Meta, the social media site's parent company, has shut down a misinformation operation spreading false stories about Ukraine on dozens of what looked like news websites and 1,600 fake Facebook accounts. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
On Wall Street, there's a rebound. The Dow is up 189 points the day after it dropped to the lowest level since 2020. The NASDAQ is up 125. The S&P 500 is gaining 30. The price of oil today is now up $2. It is back over 79 bucks a barrel as gas rises for a seventh straight day after going down daily for 14 straight weeks from the $5 a gallon record high. AAA's national average for regular is now 374, but still 56 cents more than a year ago. President Biden again taking a swipe at oil and gas companies, saying they're making record profits amid all the inflation, urging them to charge us less.
The companies running gas stations and setting those prices at the pump, bring down the prices you're charging at the pump to reflect the cost you pay for the product. Do it now.
And tomorrow, the president turns his focus on feeding Americans in need.
The White House is hoping to end hunger in the United States by 2030. The Biden administration unveiling a plan which includes expanding monthly benefits like SNAP to help low-income Americans buy food and increasing access to free school meals. They also want to increase healthy eating and exercise to lower the amount of people impacted by diet-related diseases like obesity and diabetes. The president plans to speak this week at the White House Conference on Hunger, Nutrition, and Health, which will bring together leaders from the government and private sector. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A giant setback on Monday Night Football.
Little stutter step move by Parsons. Jones fires, and the pass is intercepted by Diggs. He goes down, and the Cowboys think they've wrapped it up.
And they did. Trayvon Diggs' interception sealed the win for Dallas on ESPN, beating New York 23-16, the first loss of the season for the Giants. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.